Remember when Auburn's football team won the national championship in 2010? That year we had a great season and a great team, and we won. All our hard work had finally paid off. Auburn fans celebrated our win for days and felt so happy and satisfied with our team. But what would have happened if we kept celebrating that one win for the rest of our lives? We wouldn't really worry about the current season or the future of our team. Of course, we wouldn't really do this. While it's important that we remember our national championship, we can't get stuck in the past. Similarly, God wants us to celebrate our wins. God also wants us to remember that the past, present, and future are all important things. There wouldn't be one without the other. However, if we focus too much on one of those, we could miss out on God's work going on around us right now, or miss out on what's coming up in the future. Today's Psalms, Psalm 126, is a story full of hope and restoration. We see the past, the present, and the future of God's blessing for the people of Israel as they journey back to Jerusalem. The psalmists repeat the phrase, "The Lord restored the fortunes of Zion," as the Israelites are overcoming hardships and getting over some tough times. They are also returning to their family way of life, giving them a sense of joy and relief. The psalm says that their mouths were filled with laughter and their tongues were shouting with joy. They were really, really happy. It also states how those who previously were sad or feeling down were finally able to enjoy feelings of happiness once again, thanks to God's love. The Common English Bible reads, "Let those who paint with tears reap the harvest with the joyful shouts. People's tears and sadness are now replaced with the feelings of joy." The psalm also says, "Let those who go out crying and carrying their seed come home with joyful shouts, carrying bales of grain." Once again, God is lifting their burdens and replaces them with more than enough, more than they could imagine, in order to feel better. This story reminds us of the greatness of God, reminds us that God will never stop working around us. Even when we go through hard and difficult times, when it seems like nothing will ever change, this psalm reminds us that God is always with us and will never stop looking out for us. It reminds us that God loves us in the past, present, and future. It reminds us that God will look out for us and take care of us, as He did in the past and as He does now, and how He will in the future. Our scripture reading from Philippians 3 also reminds us that God can work through us, and how it is important to do good and just things for others. In this story, Paul lists all accomplishments and good work that he has done in the past. While Paul seems to have done a lot of good things, he reminds us that these things really aren't that important. What is important to Paul, though, is that he knows the love of Jesus and trusts him. To Paul, our accomplishments don't define who we are. He says that it's more important that we try to be more like Jesus. Like this psalm, we are encouraged to look at our past and see how God worked through us, as Paul does here. We should also look at our present and future to see how God is working through us right now, and maybe we can do in the future to continue doing God's good work. Before I wrap up this sermon, I'd like to share a story with all of you about the Loyola Chicago men's basketball team. I recently heard of a documentary called The Loyola Project. The documentary follows the Loyola team that went through the Final Four a few years ago, as they learned about men's basketball team that played there in 1963 during the Civil Rights Movement. This team brought the norms of basketball at the time, as they decided to have a desegregated team during a time when many places were still segregated. Their starting lineup was made up of four black men named Jerry Harkins, Ron Miller, Les Hunter, and Vic Rouse. This team was really good and very talented, and they won all of their games. Unfortunately, these four men faced a lot of racism and inequality in many of the cities they played in, even in their home city. In fact, these men couldn't even get haircuts at the barbershop close to campus because it was segregated. The present-day team shows how important it is to learn about the past, because it teaches us what work still needs to be done, and it helps us pay attention to the things now and helps us to keep moving forward. We can find similarities between this powerful story and the scripture I talked about earlier. We are reminded that we must comfort our past to understand our present, and that we must strive for a better future, continuing God's good work around us. We want to remember that God is continuing his story that started long ago through us today. God continues to link our past, present, and future, reminding us that in the good times and the bad times, God will always be there for us. We're also reminded that we shouldn't dwell too much in the past and try to recreate it. Rather, we should remember and honor our past, be trying to make a better future with God by our side. May we always look forward to the good work and love that God will reveal to us all the time. Amen.